Madison Gas and Electric is going to invest $1.8 million to help Madison come up with green energy projects over the next 8 years. One of the ideas is a so-called solar mile. Developers of new buildings would be encouraged to use solar panels along a frequently traveled corridor leading from the airport to the state capitol. Architect Lou Host-Jablonski says the investment in renewable energy will eventually save money and could reduce pollution.
This is a special thing. You have to know this is not normal. There's tens of thousands of cities across the country who are not doing this, what this mayor is doing, what this city is doing. So for us, this is very exciting.
Michael Vickerman is the director of Renew Wisconsin. He also likes the idea of Madison trying to use solar energy in as many ways as possible. Besides heating private buildings, the city hopes to use solar water heat for showers at the city's new municipal pool.
Solar, whether it's used for solar water heating or generating electricity, is really starting to come into its own. And it's a very appropriate technology for Madison, it being an urban environment.
In addition to solar panels, the city will use grant money from Madison Gas and Electric to retrofit old buildings so they lose less energy. Previous grants from the utility have helped Madison pay for buses that run on low sulfur fuel. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.